Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting. That's a book Skip wrote with our late friend Ron Zimke. Still think about him fondly, Skip. I know you do, too. And then Proactive Selling. Proactive Sales Management, Ultimate Sales Toolkit. Starting to get the picture here, folks. They're stacking up here. The new book is called Selling Above and Below the Line, which is so outstanding, they keep stealing it from my library here. M3Learning.com. What else can I do? Is your kid selling cookies or anything? What else can I do for you, Skip?
That works. We're doing fine.
We're talking about
working at Tinder, so that's his thing.
We're talking about the fundamentals, folks. The selling fundamentals, and you were telling us that the first thing you got to do is find out, does your salespeople have the right characteristics to be a salesperson? If they won't look someone in the eye, we got a problem, don't we? If they don't know how to use the phone, we got a problem. If they won't leave the building, we got a problem, right? If they're only into themselves, if they're 25 and they're calling on a 55-year-old, we might have a problem. Am I wrong?
You're exactly right. Natural curiosity, wanting to really understand the customer, is trait number one. And in my opinion, trait number two, it even beats confidence, is enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I release monthly video, 3-minute videos, and the latest video I did, Jim, was Prospecting Sucks. I mean, people don't like it.
Nobody likes it.
But if you have enthusiasm about it, that's going to get catchy in person, over the phone, even if you're going to do emails, right? If you're enthusiastic, not about you and your product, but if you're enthusiastic about what you can do for your customer, how your customer's outcomes are different, how people in the industry are doing things with your stuff that are getting unbelievable results and solving problems. If you're enthusiastic about that, it's going to be infectious. So number one, make sure they've got a curiosity about their customers. Oh, all about them. And number two, make sure they're enthusiastic. Oh, all about them. Those are the two biggest traits we find in people to make them successful. So small business owner, look at your salespeople and say, number one, make sure when you're on the phone, ask them questions about themselves, ask them numbers about themselves, and be enthusiastic about it, because that, by far, is a true mark of characteristics. People need to be successful in prospecting, and therefore sales.
Right. At what point in time, you and I remember the day when you prospected, or you looked for salespeople who wanted to make a lot of money, right? You look for someone who liked to drive a new car, wanted a big house and fancy clothes. You wanted people who were motivated by money, didn't you?
Tell me how that's changed.
That's my question. Is that different? I mean, is the new generation, are they motivated the same way that you and I were?
I've heard all the millennial stories and all the entitlement stories and stuff. And we go to companies who have these 25, 28-year-old salespeople, and the good ones are motivated by doing well, making their numbers, want to get approval, want to get promoted, and want to earn a good living. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the same thing. Good salespeople know their numbers. And the guys who put in 50 calls a day, 100 dials a day, whatever the right numbers are for what is the industry, the salespeople who know their numbers get the rewards. So our point number two, Jim, to your point, what are the numbers? And always work backwards. My goal is to get 5 leads this month. If I need 5 leads, I need 25 good contacts. Well, 25 good contacts means 1,000 dials.
Right.
So 1,000 dials divided by 20 working days in a month.
Can we call them touches?
A day.
Can we call them touches instead of dials? Because you know how I feel about cold calling.
Yep.
Can we call them touches?
Yes, sir.
A touch could be instead of calling someone, doing some research to find out who do I know who knows this person, right?
Without a doubt.
It could be something like that. But I am not absolutely not disagreeing or wouldn't change anything about your number. The thousand, folks, that hasn't changed. That's not going to change.
It's not. And what we're finding is doing the homework and creating a LinkedIn contact or whatever is really important. Why? Because, Jim, if I'm trying to prospect you and I know that you're a first contact with Mary, if I email you and say, "Hi, Jim, I know Mary, too," the likelihood of you responding back to me is 20, 30 times because now
right.
it's a referral.
Right, but also, what if we get Mary to send the email and introduce us, right? That's the key. You know, I was talking to some salespeople a while
yep.
back, and they were making cold calls and on the phone, and I said, guys, you know who the person is you're trying to reach, because you obviously do, because you're calling them. I said, if you cold call them and burn the thing down, it doesn't work, how stupid are you going to feel if the next day you find out that this person you called and didn't work is the brother of your next-door neighbor?
The number two thing we want your small business owners to walk away with is you got to know the numbers.
Yep.
What are the numbers? Is it 10 touches per day, 50 touches per day? You know, a good rule of thumb is if you want 3 deals, right, times
yep.
it by 100.
That's exactly right.
300 touches
well,
per month per week.
Hold on to that thought, Skip. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Skip Miller. M3Learning.com. Don't forget to check that out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.